for the Lord to accomplish his will in our lives. And, you know, we have a treasure here. And I just want you to realize what a treasure all of you are, and how much love flows between us, and what support is there. And you can reach out anytime and get prayer for what you need, and lean on someone's shoulder and find someone to talk to. This is valuable. You can't put a price tag on this, church. You can't put a price tag on this. And God has put us together. Many of us didn't know each other before, but here we are. And God has blessed us in so many ways. And I love you all. Apostle Leonard and I appreciate you all. We pray for you all. And we are just so thankful for our River of Life family and everything God has accomplished through you. If it was not for you, we would not be here today. Hallelujah. Because it's your obedience to God. You know, God can move on people to come and join the group. But if they don't come, then that what they were to do doesn't get accomplished. And so there's a place for everybody. Tell your neighbor, you belong here. You belong here. Hallelujah. And it's good. It feels good to belong. Amen. And we have a wonderful Heavenly Father. And we also have a wonderful Apostle Leon that is my pastor and Leonard's pastor. Hallelujah. And we appreciate him. Let's give the Lord a praise for Apostle Leon. We met each other many, many years ago, and Christian International is built up of a network of churches. We are not a denomination. So when your church, if you want to join with the network of churches, there's a procedure and a process that we go through. But we're a network of churches. They don't control us. We're autonomous, and we do what the Lord's calling us to do in the territory that we're in. There isn't like a cookie cutter mold that everybody has to fit into, but there are characteristics and qualities that the Lord requires of us, Bishop requires of all of us, right? Apostle? DNA. That's what we call it. And you know when you have the DNA. You know, when we met Apostle Leon and I read Bishop's book, one of his books for the first time back in the 80s, it's like I knew that was my tribe. Have you ever had that feeling? You just know that's your tribe. You know that's where you belong. And so we made an effort to build relationship. And we just thank God that we are connected. And that's very valuable. You need to be connected. Hallelujah. Because Bishop always says the anointing flows from the top down. Hallelujah. So we are so thankful for Apostle Leon and his faithfulness. He has served Bishop Hammond for how many years? 45 years full-time ministry. He has served Bishop and is still serving him. Hallelujah. And so these guys are the real deal, you know, and that's what we love about CI. They're very relational. They're very real people. And they really love God. They really love God. And they love the people of God. And so we are so thankful to have him here. Let's all stand. You know, God sends his best to the river. Yeah, yeah. And so we receive Apostle Leon in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now give a hand to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Look at somebody say it's all about him. All right? Amen. Give him another clap. You guys get excited. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. And just it's just always an honor every year to be here and to see the progress. Amen. She's talking about progress this morning just a little bit. To see the progress that is being made in so many different ways. Amen. New people. Amen. New events. You know, things progressing on all these facilities, and I'm always amazed every time I come up just to see, you know, how people have worked together and come together to fulfill what is the purpose of the river. Amen. Look at somebody say, "There's a river flowing here." Amen. I think it'd be good to honor just the praise and the worship this morning. Can we give them a hand? Whoa! Praise the Lord. Amen. Just You know, when I come here, I'm coming as family, amen. And we just believe in spiritual fathering and nurturing. And Bishop Hammond is actually my brother-in-law. And so I've known him now for 61 years, all right? And so he was my professor in Bible college in 1964, 65, 66. And so, yeah, we go back a long way. And then full-time ministry, 45 years, you know, on top of that. So it's been a real joy and pleasure of my life. Amen. So, you know, love your pastors. Amen. Apostles Janet, Leonard Cook. And just to see the pioneering that they have done here over the years is just astounding. So look at somebody and say, the better is yet to come. The better is yet to come. Amen. And so, you know, as we look at our nation, we see, you know, threats of war, rumors of war, all the catastrophes and all that we experienced throughout the years, throughout our nation, and now in the nations of the world, at war and crisis surrounding us. But we have a promise of the Father. Say, we have a promise of the Father. Amen. And so we can't really be moved by all the storms and the diversities and things that are surrounding us, but we do need to pray. Amen. We do need to stand in the gap as the church, and our voice makes a difference. Amen. Just like in worship, your voice makes a difference. Amen. The clapping of your hands makes a difference. Amen. Your smile makes a difference. You don't get a preacher up in front of people and they're not smiling. Woo. You know. Amen. Your smile makes a difference. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to just break into a word of the Lord with the time that we have this morning and continuing through to this evening. And, you know, we just like to minister the word. The Bible says the letter alone will kill or will deaden or will put you to sleep, you know, but the Spirit brings life. Amen. And I felt life in the Spirit in the worship this morning. And I pray that you really, really begin to launch out in the deep in your worship. Amen. Just giving the Father all that you have. You know, I like to encourage people, go where you've never gone before in worship. Amen. You know, the raising of your hands, the stomping of your feet, the twirling of your body. Amen. Run if you have to. Glory to God. Amen. But be an expression of worship for the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. So that's one of my encouragements to you this morning. Praise the Lord. Well, we're in an interesting time in season in the earth and in the church. One thing I love about the river here is that we're not just a teaching center, we're a training center. Amen. Equipping the saints to find your rightful place in the kingdom of God, find your rightful place in the body of Christ. Amen. And then to be activated into that ministry. The beautiful thing is having accountability. Everybody say accountability. Amen. So we bring our gifts to the altar of the Lord and we present ourselves to be accountable. Amen. And, you know, so that we can work together in unity. Amen. And out of that accountability, amen, we develop deep relationships as well. Amen. So 5780 began the decade of pay. Everybody say pay. And I know that your pastor has taught on this, you know, multiple times, and we'll continue teaching on it because we're in a decade of pay. Say a decade. Amen. Which is a very crucial time, amen, for our voice to be heard. Now, I'm purposing myself in my prayer times to shout out my prayers, you know. And sometimes you can feel a little silly, just a little bit, if I'm being real with you. You know, if you're at home alone or in your office alone or in your car alone, driving up here from Versailles the other day, I was shouting in my car. You know, so I don't know if people driving by me could hear me or not. Either that or I was probably driving faster because I was shouting, you know. And then I heard the angels talking to me and said, slow it down a little bit. So, amen. Anybody get carried away with praise in your car? Woo-hoo. Glory to God. Amen. I don't want to see those blue lights. No, no, no. Amen. But it's the decade of pay. Amen. That's where our voice needs to be heard. Your word, your declarations, your decrees need to be released into the airwaves. Amen. We need to put a guard about our mouth that we're speaking things of life, things positive. Amen. Speaking hope, speaking promise. Amen. And speaking death to the works of the devil. Amen. And activating our spiritual warfare. But we're now, right now, have entered into the new Hebrew year 5784, which is representing the door, amen, or an open door, or the gates. And I just believe this is going to be an open season, an open time. Amen. God's bringing us into a place where we haven't been before. That's what Joshua charged Israel in Joshua chapter 3. He said, keep your eyes on the anointing. Keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant, because you've not come this way before. Now, they've been there for 40 years. So they possibly, in their old human mindset, they thought, we've been here, done that. Amen. But the word of the Lord was, is that I'm bringing you a new and a different way. And now you're coming into a promise. Amen. And you're going to have to keep your eye on the Ark of the Covenant, because you have not come this way before. Look at somebody and say, you've not come this way before. Amen. People that are online with us this morning, you need to understand we're coming a new way. Amen. Directed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. But I'm really focused on moving forward of the word of the Lord. And I know we're in 2023 according to our calendar. Amen. But, you know, coming up in a few months, we're going to be shifting that to 2024. I believe we're coming into a season of double portion release. Everybody say double portion. Yeah, I was just praying and just preparing this morning early. You know, I was thinking about the season of the open door, and doors are going to be open. But I begin to hear in my spirit, double doors. Come on out. I'm not just looking for a single door. I'm looking for double doors. Amen. Amen. This is going to be a season of double. Double opportunity, double favor, double blessing, double breakthrough, double miracles. Come on now. Double provision, double joy, double grace, double your family. Amen. Double your increase, double your investment. Amen. I believe it's a time where God is going to begin to double. Amen. If we activate our faith, speak those things that are not as though they are, and believe it in our heart. Amen. But 5783, amen, was the, you take the last digit of the Hebrew calendar. It actually meant Gemel, which is also the root word for camel. Everybody say camel. Amen. Which is also your representation of provision, retribution, and repayment. Look at somebody and say, it's all coming back. And when we move from one year to another year, we don't forget what we got in the past year, so we can just begin to develop in a new year. No, you keep the momentum. Everybody say momentum. You keep the momentum of what we have learned, amen, in the past 10, 20, 30 years. We keep that momentum of last year, and we carry it right on over into the new season that God is bringing us into. Amen. So I believe we're in a time of double portion. God actually charged Israel in the scriptures, and he said, I'm going to give you double for all your trouble. Say double for your trouble. So whatever trouble, whatever trial, whatever hard mile, whatever situation, you know, that you've had to work through, God says, I'll give you double. I'll give you double in return. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I want to reach out. I'm going to take the double. Sometimes I can be greedy. Amen. I believe it's okay to be greedy with God, greedy for God. Amen. I want more of God. Anybody want more of God? Amen. Anybody aligned with us, you want more of God? Amen. Well, you can get more. Amen. Just reach out towards your screen there and say, I take it. I receive it. Amen. Sometime have God get you out in your car and drive right down here to the river and get all you can get. Amen. So praise God. Amen. But double, he told Israel, he said, I know all the trouble you've been through, and I know all the battles you've had to fight. And I know all the times that I had to pull my hand back from you, punishment. You know what I mean? In correction. I know you've gone through all of that. But God says, but there's a remnant. And he said, now I'm going to give you double blessing, double for all the trouble that you have come through. Amen. And so I'm receiving that double portion, double doors opening up. Amen. Double favor of God in this season. Amen. So turning your Bible to Isaiah, we're going to start there. Isaiah chapter 60. I'd like to just read a few scriptures here for you. Isaiah chapter 60. I spoke with Bishop Hammond. He sends us love and greetings to the river and to the pastors and to the team and all that are here. Amen. And we bless him. He just turned 89 in July. Amen. It's still kicking though. He's still going to God. Amen. I'm turning 80 next month. I'm going to be kicking at 89. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. training our bodies to keep up with our age. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 60. All right, page 652. All right. It says, arise and shine. Look at somebody say, arise and shine. Woo! You know, sometimes we just need to wake up in the season, the time, you know, that we're in. And let me just point out, as I'm reading these scriptures to you out of Isaiah here, you know, that this is actually written in first person. This is written directed to you. Look at your neighbor and say, it's for you. Amen. He is speaking about you. So you have to put your name here in the scripture. He says, arise and shine, for Leon's light has come. I go through the Bible and put my name in all of these places. And it's good to have Sherwin Gaston here as well, one of our ministers in the region here. But arise and shine, for your light has come. Say, my light has come. Okay, even though there's gross darkness all around us and things happening all around us, we need to focus on the Word of God and what is God saying in this chapter of your life. What's He saying to the river? What's He saying to your family? What's He saying to you personally? What's He saying, amen, in the area of the marketplace and the opportunities that God avails you? But He says, in all cases, arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon who? It's up on you. It's risen upon Leon. Amen. So you have to put your name in that place. The glory of the Lord, the honor, the praise, the power, the dignity of God, amen, is risen up on you. I'll tell you what, the devil works overtime to try to suppress, to try to depress, to try to compress things to a point where you feel like you're nobody. But when we come to the house of the Lord, or you get online, or however you're coming into the presence, and you begin to give that worship to God, amen, we begin to pour out of our innermost being. God said, if we'll pour out into Him, He'll pour back into us, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Will He pour back into our bosoms? Amen. I know that is used in reference to our giving. Amen. That if we give freely to God, God gives back to us, pressed down. But actually, in that scripture, He is speaking about all that you pour out of your innermost being. Amen. Pouring out of your worship, pouring out of your praise, pouring out of your intercession, pouring out of the gifts of the Spirit, pouring out of miracles, pouring out praying for the sick, pouring out caring for the needy, come on, or the orphan. The more that you pour out of your innermost being, He said, I'll pour back into you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will I pour into your bosoms. Look at somebody and say, it's all coming back. Come on, it's all coming back. Nobody wasting their time. The only way you waste your time is if you get out of line and you separate or isolate yourself, amen, from the family or from the kingdom of God. So He said, arise and shine, for the glory, the power, the praise, the dignity, amen, it will shine, is risen up on you. He said, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Now, I have an opportunity. I just got back from Montreal. A week before that, I was in Ventura, California. A week before that, I was somewhere and somewhere and somewhere. But as you travel around the country, just hearing, you know, the voices of many people that get your eyes on the negative things that are happening in the earth, and I'm, you know, it moves me to move people, amen, to keep your eyes on the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. We can know what's going on in the earth, but we have to stay focused on the kingdom. Look at somebody and say, God's still in control. The Bible says that He knows the end from the very beginning. Come on now. He knows these days are going to be here and nothing catches God by surprise. Amen. But as the kingdom of God is the body of Christ, keeping ourselves positioned, amen, that we are moving forward in such a time as this, and we're not overmoved by all of the things that are happening around. We have compassion. We pray. We intercede. We war. We decree, amen, by the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit invested in us. Amen. But I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by the Word and the will of God. In the midst of darkness, even though gross darkness will cover the earth, deep darkness, the people, but the Lord will arise over Leon. Come on, say, the Lord will arise over me. Come on. Yeah, you have to remind yourself this when you watch the media. I'm not saying don't watch the media. In fact, I think we should watch the media. And don't try to find everything negative about the media. But do discern what is truth in the media. Amen. We still need to know truth about what is happening. Come on now. But we don't need to be moved by that truth. We need to be moved by the Word of God and what is God saying. Amen. So we're not caught by surprise with gross darkness. And he says, gross darkness, the people. I tell you, we're living in a time where, our children and our grandchildren. I have 11 great-grandchildren, 13 grandchildren. And, you know, we're seeing our grandchildren and what things that are happening and seeing people that are being, they're questioning their identity and where they're at and how they're going to survive in life. It is dark. We see gross darkness in the earth, you know, but I can't look at the darkness. I have to look at you. Hey, I have to look at the kingdom. Come on now. I have to look at you that are worshiping God, that are bringing a sacrifice of praise in the house of the Lord, that is standing in faith regardless of the darkness that you see around you. But God said, if you do that, amen, the glory of the Lord, the dignity of the Lord, the power, the manifest presence of God will be seen upon you. Amen? Give the Lord a praise, can we? Come on. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. Amen. So, it was saying, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Now this stood out to me, this dignity, this power, amen, this praise, this honor, it will literally be seen upon you. Look at somebody say, it'll be seen upon you. God, what you can't see yourself, God is empowering, God is releasing a fresh anointing upon His church, upon His bride, amen, because I believe we're living in the time of the saints of God, where the saints of God begin to arise, and the saints of God begin to be a demonstration generation, not just in the local church, but in the community, in the streets, in the highways, the byways, come on now, this is the time when God says, I'm raising up my army, I'm activating my army. Come on now. You know, we need to flow together as an army. Amen. Come on. I have a book out in the foyer. If you'd be interested in getting Unity's Power as One. Everybody say, as one. She's got a copy here. Unity's Power as One. You don't want to be a lone ranger in this time of your life. Come on now. This is a time when you want to be connected. You want a relationship. You need accountability. And we need to be flowing together as One, and His glory will be seen upon you. I'd like to be able to say, well, I know what all of that means. He is speaking in this word glory here. It actually means honor, praise, power, and dignity. Amen. That the sights of the kingdom of God, amen, will be reflected upon you. And you're going to be a reflection of your heavenly Father. I have a grandson that sometime I take him with me and people say, boy, he acts like you. Boy, he prophesies like you. Boy, he's... And they can see that resemblance, you know, of a son to a father or to a grandfather. Amen. We're reflections of our Heavenly Father and the anointing that He has upon your life. Amen. And then He says that the Gentiles shall come to your light. Look at somebody say, they're coming. Amen. When it uses the word the Gentiles here, I believe it is speaking about this end time harvest. If I hear the prophets correctly throughout the nations, amen, the consensus is that we've come into one of the most joyful times of harvest that the world has ever seen. Yeah. Come on now. Look at somebody say, get excited. Come on, yeah. I'm glad to hear you have evangelism class, amen, that we're beginning to stir some waters, begin to stir that vision. Come on now, because the Gentiles shall come to your light. Come on now. They're not just going to come to the river. They're going to come to the river that's flowing out of the river, amen, which is you, amen. They're going to come to your light. Say, my light. Come on now, you want your light shining bright in this particular time and season. Pay, let your voice be heard. Let your words be power. Let your words be life. Speak those things that are not as though they are. Believe it in your heart. Amen. And kings to the brightness of your rising. I believe that is speaking about governments. Amen. In the political arena. Amen. That they will come. Amen. To the rising of the saints of God. Amen. And to the light upon the king, upon the body of Christ. Verse 4. Lift up your eyes all around and see. Come on, this is the time to open your eyes and begin to see. We cannot neglect the things that are happening in the world. Neither can we be controlled by what's happening in the world. But we must see so that we can declare His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on now. We have to be willing to fight the good fight of faith. So it's to lift up your eyes all around you and see. We can also see this in the book of Haggai, chapter 2. When the prophet began to speak to Israel, and he said, lift up your eyes and look all around you. And what do you see? Do you see where the river is at today as lesser than where it was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Do you see it as lesser? Come on. He said, I declare to you that the glory of the latter house will far supersede the former house. Come on now. You know, sometimes you have to be looking at the glory. We have to be looking at the kingdom. Come on now. And not so much looking around you, but looking to see what is God doing in this season. What is He doing in this chapter? I'll tell you, I feel this in the Spirit. There's a shaking of the Holy Spirit going throughout the world at large. Come on now. God is shaking things up. God is shaking things out. Amen. And there's a new kingdom release that God is releasing upon the earth. We're speaking about a kingdom release this morning. Amen. And so the kings will be brought to the brightness of your rising. What is all this saying? It says, arise and shine, amen, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, and it will be seen upon you, and that power and demonstration will be activated through you right here at the river and the body of Christ at large. Verse 4, lift up your eyes all around and see, they all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. I believe this is talking about discipling. Amen. Making disciples of every man. And your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Verse 5. Then you shall see and become radiant. Say, I'll be radiant. That means you're going to flow together. You're going to flow in power. You're going to flow in demonstration. Come on now. You shall be radiant and your heart shall swell with joy. I've tried to imagine what it would look like for Apostle Leon if my heart swells with joy. Come on now. I've had things happen in my life in my little 80 years, amen, that, you know, has been so exciting to me. Have anybody here ever had exciting moments? Come on now. Some of my most exciting moments, one was when I got married. Woo! Boy, was that exciting. 61 years ago. All right. Boy, was that exciting. Amen. And then to see our children born. Woo! Glory to God, was that exciting. Amen. And then to see our grandchildren, and we're still not just hanging in there. We're thriving. Come on. We're moving forward. Now we've got great-grandchildren. Amen. Seeing babies born, that's always an excitement to me. Amen. It causes an expression of joy within me. Amen. I get a phone call, and somebody says, you know what? We're forgiving a debt that you owed us, and we have written that off. We just call them to let you know you're free. Woo! I'm telling you, an excitement rises. And the joy of the Lord, the glory of the Lord will be seen upon you. Your heart will swell with joy. Anybody in here ever had your heart swell with joy? Come on, if you haven't, get yourself ready. There's a deliverance anointing. There's a freedom of the Spirit. And God's going to set you free from some things. And the joy of the Lord is going to begin to possess your heart again. Come on now. Where oppression and depression has tried to find roots in you. God says, I'm getting it all out of there. Come on now. That you're going to flow like a river. Amen. The power, the demonstration, the might, the dignity, the glory of God will be seen upon you. And your heart will swell with joy. Come on now. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. Woo-hoo. Look at somebody say, it's all coming back. Say it a little louder. It's all coming back. Everything that the enemy's tried to rob, steal, and kill, it's all coming back. Come on now. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to Leon. It shall come to you. Remember, we're in the decade of pay. You have to begin to decree a thing. You have to begin to believe it in your heart. Come on now. You have to let your voice be power in the airwaves. Come on now. And making a difference. Verse 6. And the multitude of camels shall cover your land. Say, my land. Come on, I don't know about you, but I'm speaking to my camels. Come on now. I'm speaking, the camels are coming. Say, the camels are coming. Come on, I heard this word in my spirit, and I was standing in our platform of our church there in Versailles, and you can see out the back door from the podium area in our church, but I began to prophesy to the back doors, you know, coming into our facilities, and I began to prophesy, the camels are coming. Come on now. The worshipers are coming. The instruments are coming. The dancers are coming. The intercessors are coming. The breakthrough is coming. The helpers are coming. The saints are coming. Come on, you begin to decree and to prophesy, come on now, that this is a time of kingdom release. The camels are coming. Come on now. They're carrying treasures. They're carrying provision. Come on now. They're carrying retribution. Amen. They're carrying what you need, amen, to break through in this particular season and this particular time of your personal life, of your business, of your family, of your ministry, and the positions that God has positioned you in for such a time as this. Say, my camels are coming. Come on now. The blessing of God, amen, the favor of God, the repayment, it's coming. It's all coming back. Come on. I got home that afternoon and I went into the front door of our home and I stood in the front door and I just began to look out over our property and I began to decree, my camels are coming. Come on. My family is coming. My grandchildren are coming. My great-grandchildren are coming. Provision is coming. The vision is coming. Come on now. Healing is coming. Miracles are coming. The breakthrough we need, it's all coming back. Come on now. Everything that the devil has stolen, the camels are coming. The camels of blessing. Come on. This is a decade of pay. You got to begin to decree the word of the Lord and then believe it in your heart. Come on now. That this is the time of breakthrough. Amen. The souls of harvest, they're coming. Come on now. Wicked and darkness is being broken down. The glory of the Lord is coming. The glory of the Lord will cover the earth. The camels are coming. Come on. Carrying fresh anointing, fresh kingdom release. Amen. All that we need right here in this city, in Elkhart, Indiana. All that you need. Amen. In your family. Amen. Your camels are coming. Come on, you can hear this just as a message, or you can hear it as a revelation, and you can get it in your spirit. Come on, I hear the prophets correctly. They're saying this is the time of the end time harvest throughout the world. Come on now. Salvation of souls. We're hearing of wars and rumor wars and all of the detriments and all of the devastation. But there's also in it going to be a harvest of souls that is going to say enough is enough. We're going to turn to God. Nations will turn to God. Cities will turn to God. Communities will turn to God. Come on now. States will turn to God. Look at somebody say, decree it. Decree it. Believe it in your own heart. But said, the camels shall cover your land. You know, I went home. I really didn't see any camels. Probably, I don't know what I'd done if I really did see a real camel. They're bigger than me. And but in my spirit, I can receive it. Just go ahead. Put your hand right here. Amen. Father, in their spirit, God, let them get a revelation, Lord. Father, you're shifting them from devastation. You're shifting them from the past season to a brand new season of their life. God, I decree that their camels are coming. I decree that their breakthrough is coming. I decree that this is a season of a double door opening, God. Double portion anointing. Double favor to them, God. Lord, give them boldness, God. Give them what they need, Lord. Give them that forcefulness in the spirit, oh God, to break through, to press through, and to go on through their door in this year, in Jesus' name. Come on, I'm commanding, brother, the camels, come to my door. Come on now. You know, I was watching the news here. I don't get to watch too often, but it's been a few weeks ago. What do they have? What are those things that fly around in the air with a droid, a dread, a dream? A what? A drone? A drone. A drone. All right. Kind of like Jerome, right? Actually delivering food right to your doorstep with drones. Come on. You call your order into the store. They have your order all put together, and it's on a cable hooked to the drone, whatever it is. Anyway, the flying object. Glory to God. Amen. I used to laugh at Bishop Hammond back in the beginning with our coming out with computers and all. He couldn't get we had a hard disk, right? We had a floppy disk, right? Yeah, he called it a sloppy disk. Yeah, so. Amen. But the drone just come right to your doorstep and just let the food right down on your doorstep. Your doorbell rings. Oh, there's my food. Hallelujah. Amen. We're in a new season. We're in a new chapter. We're in a new time, church. Come on now. And God says, I'm advancing things and I'm moving things forward. But your camels are coming. They're going to come right to your doorway. Come on. Say, it's all coming back. Just lay your hand on your heart for just a moment. Father, I just decree over them right now. Lord, everything, every year, every day, every hour, everything that the enemy thought that he had robbed from them, it's all coming back. Lord, the works of Satan are bound, oh God. These are people with a hearing ear. These are people of faith, oh God. And Lord, as they activate their faith this morning, the joy is coming back. The victory is coming back. The breakthrough is coming back. The provision is coming back. The double door opportunity is coming back. Oh, Father, they're not left behind. Oh, Father, you're going to meet them, and everything's going to come into right alignment for them. And God, they'll have the assignment that they need for this season. In Jesus' name, we pray. And somebody said, amen. Amen. We know in 1 Kings chapter 10, and I'm going to paraphrase this chapter for you. I encourage you to go back and read it as an assignment. But this is about the Queen of Sheba, and that she had heard about the prosperity, the wisdom, and the spirit of excellence of Solomon. Now, I'm sure you've heard this teaching many times before, but I have a point that I want to focus in on. And the Bible says that his fame had gone throughout all of the kingdoms. All of the kings in the kingdoms at that time heard about Solomon, about the wealth that he had, the wisdom that he had, and the gifts and things were all sent to Solomon, and his kingdom kept getting stronger and stronger. Well, Queen of Sheba, she had heard about this good news of Solomon, and she said, I have got to see it to believe it. And you know, there was a man in the Bible, apostle named Thomas, that Bible says after Jesus rose from the dead that he visited the house of the apostles. You all remember this account? He visited the house of the apostles, and I like that man. Just no doors open, just walk through. Glory to God. And he's in the presence of the apostles. But Thomas wasn't there. And so they took news to Thomas. Jesus visited us right here in the house, right before all of us. And the Bible says that Thomas said, I can't believe it unless I see it. I mean, you remember that. You know, we called him Doubting Thomas. And so, Doubting Thomas, I've got to see it to believe it. Come on. Well, would you believe Jesus appeared again? Come on now. And this time, Thomas says, oh, now I believe. And God says, no, you really don't. You really don't. Not until you put your finger in the palm of my hand and put your hand in my side and you touch my nail-scarred feet. Until you do that, Thomas, you really don't believe. Oh, Jesus, I see you. You're right here. I believe what I see. I don't have to do that. Jesus, no, Thomas, you have to do that. And the Bible says that Thomas reached out and put his finger in the hand of his palm, that hand in his side, and touched his feet. And Jesus spoke these phenomenal words, and he said, great is it for those that see and believe, but much greater for those who have not seen and yet you believe. Look at somebody say, you're greater. Come on, you're greater. We're not like Doubting Thomas. Well, the Queen of Sheba, she had this doubt. I can't believe all that I'm hearing about King Solomon until I go and I see. I have to see for myself. The Bible says that she brought a whole retinue of camels and leaders and silver and gold and ointments and raiment and more than anybody else had brought as a one treasure gift to Solomon. The Bible says she brought this whole retinue of camels. But then she asked Solomon hard questions. Everybody say hard questions. Yeah, I found this to be a problem in the church that sometimes we are not propagating, sometimes we are not speaking, sometimes we are not being paid, we are not being that voice because of fear of people questioning you or asking you a question that you don't have the answer for, and so therefore we might turn the corner too early. Come on. But the Bible said she had hard questions to ask Solomon. The Bible says that Solomon answered every question, amen, with clarity, amen, that answered the question more than satisfied the queen of Sheba. Come on. But when he answered all of the questions, the Bible says that she unleashed the camels and the camels begin to come in and bring all the treasures, amen, to the temple, to where Solomon was at. The Bible says that she was blown away in her own mind at the spirit of excellence, just walking in to the foyer. You know what? I could feel that when I walked in here this morning. People greeting at the door. Amen. Everything is clean, beautiful. Everything smells fresh. Come on now. Things are look organized. We have things, you know, pronouncing things. Just a real welcome center. You know, I just felt a real presence. I believe Queen of Sheba, she felt something special when she walked into the presence of the sanctuary. Everybody say a spirit of excellence. Come on, if the Lord speaks to you while I'm speaking, what is it that you need to set in your home? What is it you need to set in your life? Come on now. Why? Because we're in a new season. It's called the Day of the Saints. Come on now. When the saints of God arise and the saints begin to take the kingdom. But there are going to be those that have hard questions. And God says, I want you ready, amen, to answer every question. When you open your mouth, I'll fill it. Come on, I had a prophecy like that one time, many, many years ago. God said, every time that you open, stand up, I'll open your mouth, I'll fill it. I trust God to fill my mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Look at somebody and say, God is good. Amen. The Bible says that she activated and she released all these camels of blessing. Say the camels are coming. Say my camels are coming. I believe you have to get adamant about it. Those of you in the marketplace, in the workplace, amen, begin to decree, my camels are coming. Amen, better contracts are coming. More employees are coming. Amen, all that I need to operate rightly, it is all coming back to me. Come on now. Here at the river, it's all coming back. Amen. Even what the enemy tried to blow out, God says, I'll release a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to blow more back upon you than what you had even dreamed possible. And God said, you have thought you was going to have to do a lot, but I'm going to activate Joel chapter 2. Come on now. I'm going to release some signs and wonders. Amen. Around Elkhart, Indiana. Come on now. And I'm going to begin to show myself strong in behalf of my people. Look at somebody and say, those bones are going to shake. Come on, we hear that rattling. I like that song. It got into my spirit there. Come on now. God's going to shake some things, rattle some things. Amen. This is not the end. This is just the beginning of a new season, a new chapter, and a new time of our life. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Yes, he is. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody to stand with me and just... Everybody just stand with me. I used to say stand to your feet, but I begin to realize that's the only place you can stand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we just thank you this morning. I pray, Father, that they've heard some words. Father, in the time that we have this morning and continuing on this evening, but Lord, I just release your word over them right now, your grace over them, and Lord, that they're living in a supernatural moment, a supernatural time. And Lord, you're breaking assignments of depression, assignments of oppression, assignments of suppression, Lord, that was purposed to keep people on the bench or to keep them at the back or keep them hidden from being seen. And Lord, I break all those assignments off of them now in Jesus' name. God, let your glory begin to shine upon them, Lord, in a special way. God, this is the new day. You said in Isaiah 43:18-19 that old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and that you're doing a new thing in this chapter, this season of their life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And Prophetess Sherwin, just I hear the Lord say, keep the faith, keep your joy, keep your focus. And the Lord says, don't look to the right or to the left. And God said, I've ordained your steps. I've ordered your steps. And God said, I'll have you in right alignment for the assignment that I'm calling you to. And I just felt like there's some hidden things that God has in the assignment that is not yet revealed to you. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to God. But those things openly revealed belong to you and your household. And God said, but in my presence, God said, I'm getting ready to unveil some new truth to you. And you're going to understand the whole vision and the whole purpose that I called you to. And it's really going to trigger the heart of your husband. And God said, he's going to catch the vision. He's going to catch the dream, says the Lord. And so God said, you're not on a wild chase. You're not on a loose journey. God said, I have you right where I want you. And God said, as you keep yourself in the palm of my hand, God said, I'll cause you to stand. And God said, right relationships will be developed. Right doors will begin to open. And God said, the results that you're believing for is going to be much, much greater than you even imagined or ascertained, says the Lord. So Father, bless Prophetess Sherwin Gaston right now, coming to us all the way from up in Chicago. God, just bless her. People online this morning, I'm hearing the word hope. And God said, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And God said, I'm restoring hope in your hearts again. And God says that there's going to be a fresh move of my spirit that is going to sweep through the land. And just like the Israel had to mark their doorpost, and they gathered in families in their own houses. Amen. But that spirit of correction that had to go throughout all of Egypt, it passed over them. I hear the Lord say, there's some storms that the enemy had purposed against you. And the Lord said, but I'm causing it to pass over you, says the Lord. And God said, I'm restoring hope back into your heart again. Hope in your family, hope in your job, hope in your community, and hope in the purposes that I have planned for you, says the Lord. Father, I just bless this congregation this morning. I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer after me. Father God, we are grateful for you. We are so thankful. And Father, all that we have, all that we are, all that we shall ever be, we surrender unto you. And I ask you, Father, to wash over me this morning, over my children, my household, my finances, my calling, my purposes. Wash over me this morning. And Father, I stand at your door. And I am knocking this morning. And Father, I ask you to come into my heart with a fresh release, a fresh anointing that activates my spirit, activates my faith, where I begin to activate pay. I begin to speak things. I begin to declare things. Because you said you would make me strong in everything the enemy purposed against me. You would reverse it and work it for good. So I give thanks to you this morning. Just raise your hands and give a praise to the Lord, can we? Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Jan.
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to get ready to receive an offering for Apostle Leon. Mm-hmm. And so the checks are the checks. The envelopes are right in front of you in the chairs. And so write your check to River of Life. Or you can also give online this morning. Mm. And so as we sow into his life, we're sowing into the ministry so that the word of the Lord, the pay, can continue to go forward. And so we pray for a strengthening of his body, a strengthening of his voice. And we just thank you for sowing into him this morning. The scripture says in 1 Chronicles 16:29, give unto the Lord the glory that's due his name. Bring an offering and come before him and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So every offering that you give is to the Lord. It's to the Lord. And so we give today for the glory of the Lord and thank him for all that he has gifted Apostle Leon with, that he can take care of many churches in 9 states. and he travels beyond that to take care of churches. And so we just thank him for his time and that he's willing to come every year and spend this time with River of Life. Let's give the Lord a praise and thanks for Apostle Leon.